Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So one of our listeners is asking about an exemption for their child when it comes to the COVID vaccine in college. And so we need to kind of talk about what's happening. And I want to hear from you guys. As colleges throughout the country, the majority of them, I believe, are private, are now mandating COVID vaccination for people to come back to school. Is this something that you think is a good idea, bad idea? Is it legal? Is it not legal? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So in terms of the choice for a college to have all their students vaccinated, there's already some rules in place. And I'm not saying one way or the other. I'm just kind of drawing this out for you all. So in order to go to most college campuses, you have to show your vaccine record. You have to get your meningitis vaccine. You might not have to be forced to get a flu shot, but most college students have to show proof of vaccination already, which is why there was a call for, well, why aren't we adding COVID to the bunch? So I know some of you are like, this is a risky move for them to mandate vaccines with young people. Well, because they already mandate vaccines. So they're already going to mandate the meningitis vaccine. It's not that difficult to also say, all right, also get your COVID vaccine. And it is a little risky from a financial standpoint, because if you have students out there that do not want the shot, then they might not go to that school. But schools are kind of combining, and they're grouping together. And as a united front, many of them are saying, look, you want to go here, this is what you need to do. So some of these schools include Yale, Georgetown, Grinnell, Stanford, George Washington, American University, Emory, a lot of them. And so I believe Duke might also, the UC system, University of Notre Dame, I believe. So there's a huge, shall we say, enthusiasm from the academic side to have students come back because they think it will help. They think it will help in terms of them not being financially devastated, in terms of them not ever having to lock down again. And I understand that. I get that. Especially since there are variants that are affecting younger people, like the UK variant, like the P1 Brazilian variant. But then on the flip side, you have a lot of parents that are nervous. A lot of kids out there that are nervous. Now, Johnson & Johnson is investigating a total of 15 clot cases, the majority of them women, under the age of 50. So anywhere between, I think they said 15 to 50, but I don't think anybody under 16 got the I don't think you could even get under 18 the Johnson & Johnson. So I'm going to say under 50, right? Adults under 50. Now they're looking at 15 cases, still low, still very low. But you start to wonder, is there something that has to do with the estrogen? Something that has to do with a highly estrogenic younger female? Maybe it has to do with the birth control? Maybe it has to do with smoking? So you have a lot of parents out there saying, look, can we just wait? Can we get a little bit more information first? And many people have to make a decision right now on whether to enroll in the school or not. Well, my kids haven't had to make that decision yet. I mean, my kids are both 18. I'll let them decide if they want to get the vaccine or not. Me and my husband got the vaccine. I'm going to let the kids decide. They're men. You know, I think they have a good amount of estrogen. I doubt they're going to get clots, God forbid, but I see why parents are concerned. I get that. Now, in terms of the legality, Technically, if a private school says, this is what we want before you come on campus, they can. Public school gets a little different because, remember, they're getting public funds, so they can't discriminate against people. But if there's an out, if any of these universities say, look, you could get an exemption, or you could do virtual learning. You just can't come on campus, but we will still service you. We will still provide a service and not discriminate because of your medical choice or your accommodation you need, and offer you online. Legally, I think they can. Private institution can do whatever they want, basically. And again, as long as they're not showing that they're discriminating against anybody, they, you know, well, we're accommodating you. We're letting you do online classes. That's how they could probably make that move. So I'm asking you guys, I mean, should colleges mandate the COVID vaccine like they're doing? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm torn. I don't like what I've seen with the variants. These variants are affecting younger people. When I heard that 70 kids in Michigan were hospitalized, 10 died, really, and this virus is not supposed to be killing kids. It's not supposed to be hurting young people. And when I've seen the long-term effects that some of these people are getting in terms of neurological effects, this isn't a virus I want anybody exposed to. But then on the flip side, I would like to know a little bit more about blood clots. We also know that you could get blood clots during COVID. 39 out of a million might get a blood clot, they say. 39 per million, is it? Was the number? Yet with the vaccine, with the Pfizer Moderna vaccine, it's 4 out of a million. I think it's 8 out of a million with the AstraZeneca. So when we're looking at the numbers, we're being told that 39 in a million patients who have regular COVID that could become severe or not are getting blood clots. So it's still higher in the general population for COVID. But maybe we slow our roll with the mandatory part until we just get a little bit more information and until we have much easier supply. It's just, I think everybody is so quick to make these rules, and I don't like the idea of forcing. I love the idea of education. I love the idea of telling young people, look, we're seeing young kids hospitalized. We're seeing young adults hospitalized. We're seeing a possible clot risk. Right? You know, we see how COVID might affect college dorms and things like that. But in terms of forcing you, that's where it starts to get a little tricky. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So for those of you wondering why the stock market tumbled yesterday, boy, was it not a fun day. And it's because, you know, we're trying to get out of a recession. We're trying to get the economy sputtering. And we're being told by Washington that there's going to be taxes and tax hikes and people are going to pay, and it's obviously not going over very well. So President Joe Biden is going to seek to raise taxes on millionaire investors to fund education and other spending priorities, we're being told by CNBC, as part of the administration's effort to overhaul the U.S. economy. So Biden is going to seek an increase in the tax of capital gains to 39.6% from 20% for those Americans earning more than $1 million, according to multiple outlets, including Bloomberg News and the New York Times. Now, for most of us, that's, that doesn't affect me. So we're all thinking, okay, we're good. Not entirely. Talk about that in a second. Now, the capital gains tax is especially important to Wall Street since it dictates how large a chunk of an equity sale is collected by the federal government. And so, depending on your capital gains, it affects how you reinvest, what you do with the money. You know, the reason why America has still done okay with rich people being rich is many people who, let's say, are wealthy, they don't have all their money sitting in the bank. Their money is in investments. Their money is in businesses. You'll hear an actor having a bar or a restaurant. You know, and you're like, oh, wow. You know, I didn't know that. I thought, you know, he made money in his movies and it was just sitting in a bank somewhere. No, they'll invest. And then that bar or that restaurant or that vineyard or that car company is going to then hire people. It's going to then pay rent. It's going to, you know, it's the investment in and of itself helps put money back into the economy. So capital gains makes people kind of a little bit less enthusiastic about investing and reinvesting in terms of, you know, making X amount of money in an investment, selling it. I mean, some people might just then not sell it, not move with it, not why make capital gains on it. So obviously stocks did not like this plan and they dropped about 1% yesterday. And Biden had promised that they were not going to, right, make, you know, most of America pay except the wealthiest. So capital gains tax going up, as well as some income tax bracket for those making $500,000 a year is going to go up to close to 40%. And so these are things that they think will help cover a lot of the programs. Some people will pay as high as 43.4%. Now, again, many people out there is going, Dr. Dahlia, I mean, we aren't here to play violin for people who are making $500,000 or those making over $400,000 a year. All right. You don't think it's going to affect you? It affects everybody. So whenever you raise taxes and whenever somebody has to pay more, they're not going to say, okay, yeah, I'm rich. I'll pay more. It just doesn't work out that way. You'd like it to, but it doesn't work out that way. They're going to make cuts. Where are they going to make cuts? Well, let's hire less people. Let's, you know, let's maybe give less bonuses. Maybe rather than opening up this next facility in California, maybe let's find some cheaper land in Nevada. So these moves do affect people. And as I said, it's not that people are going to notice their bank account drop a little bit. People that have that kind of wealth, if they have to pay more, it affects their other investments. If it was as simple as somebody being rich and their money being in a bank account and they losing an extra $5,000 or $10,000, you wouldn't hear it. We wouldn't see it. You wouldn't hear the complaints. But if they are relying on the amount of money that they're making to help keep some of their properties going or some of their other investments still afloat, that change then starts to affect those other areas. And if you're working in one of those other areas or one of those other businesses, you get affected. Now, I know we can't control everything a rich person or employer is going to do, but we can limit the need to start messing things up. And apparently Joe Biden feels that he needs to spend $1 trillion, $2 trillion. He feels this has to be done. The American Families Plan wants to help U.S. workers learn new skills, expand subsidies for child care, make community college tuition free for all. Community college tuition free for all. Sounds nice. Sounds great. Is community college going to lower the rates? Are they going to make the rates go up? We're all going to be paying more for this? I mean, for me, I was able to get an academic scholarship, but I still had to work 3 part-time jobs to put myself through college. I think it's a nice idea to give people free tuition, but community college, bachelor's degree or associate's degree, now that everybody has them, does it stand out? Does it help? Would that money be better spent on making new jobs or job training or other sorts of industries? I mean, a bunch of people have college degree or high school degrees, high school diplomas. That's great. High school diploma is great, but everybody has one. So if you go, I have a high school diploma, doesn't really buy you that many jobs. If you say, I have a college diploma, again, doesn't really buy you a lot of jobs. So many people, millions of people have a college diploma. You could get it online now. I mean, you could get a college degree now in 18 months. I saw a commercial where some company says for $18,000, you can get a college degree for 18 months. So are they going to allow a bunch of people to go online and get that college degree? And we pay the $18,000 for it per each person? I mean, it's nice, but I'd really rather see that money go into more hospitals. I'd really rather see that money go into childhood cancer. So, you know, our approach to, quote-unquote, building the economy doesn't really do well when you start to raise taxes. Right? Even John F. Kennedy had even said at the start of 1963, when they were dealing with the recession, we do not want to raise taxes. This is not the time. I mean, it made sense. Most philosophies that, you know, some of the older politicians had, whether they're Republican or Democrat, didn't make sense. But, you know, there's this push to throw all this money out and say, look at what we did, look at what we did. I mean, you know, the Biden administration can't act fast enough to do all these reforms. And just like what happened with Obamacare, it was done too fast, it was done too callously, it wasn't thought out, and we still have repercussions, and we'll always have repercussions from it. Just like what we're seeing now with the migrant policy. They had to act so quickly to reverse anything that Trump did that now we're dealing with a migrant crisis, and it costs us more money. Slow and steady wins the race. You don't have to look fanatic. You don't have to look extreme. You can please people. You can do a great job of that. You could even slowly raise taxes. And you could do it without raising taxes. You could actually incentivize the wealthy for programs. If you tell a company, let's say like Coca-Cola, say, look, if you offer free online college, it's going to be, we're going to give you the name. It's going to be the Coca-Cola College Scholarship. Your name's going to be on all sorts of things, and you will be getting tax credits for doing that. All right, who's next? Pepsi. You do it too. Honeywell. GM. I mean, you know, there are ways to have big corporations that have money, right, put into the system that rather than it you just owe, incentivize them. Make them want to. And other companies like, yeah, I want the, you know, I want the quant. Now, maybe some companies like, I'd really rather donate to childhood research, cancer research. Can we do that? No, it's all about free college. All right, but, you know, at least incentivize them. Give them some tax breaks. That's not the way it is. It's not about incentives. It's about, we're going to tax you, we're going to punish you if you don't. And that's where we're at. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000. $5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A bipartisan group of House lawmakers is endorsing raising the gasoline tax to pay for infrastructure spending, lending support to a measure that both Republicans and Democratic proposals have avoided in the debate about how to cover the cost of an infrastructure package. SpaceX has another successful launch of NASA astronauts.
SpaceX has successfully launched four astronauts into space aboard a recycled rocket about 6 a.m. Eastern Friday morning.
2-1-0.
Vehicle's pitching downrange.
The Crew 2 mission is the third time Elon Musk's rocket company has sent NASA astronauts into space. The launch took place at Kennedy Space Center in Florida. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Thank you, Lance, and you're listening to USA Radio News. An Oregon woman in her 50s is dead after receiving the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
The Oregon Health Authority said in a statement it learned about the death on Tuesday, just 2 days after the CDC was notified about the case from the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. Federal authorities stopped administering the one-shot vaccine April 13th after six women reported clotting issues. Health officials said the unnamed woman in her 50s died just a week after receiving the J&J shot prior to the pause. Meanwhile, in Texas, health officials announced that another woman had been hospitalized with symptoms similar to blood clotting that materialized following receiving the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Bitcoin's price is down, coming below 50,000 this morning. CoinMarketCap says that drop wiped out more than $200 billion off the cryptocurrency market. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of these companies can just keep getting bigger. And Amazon is going to open dozens of Amazon Fresh supermarkets where you don't even have to bring in cash. That is going to use surveillance cameras, shelf sensors, and, quote, smart carts to replace cashiers. And all eyes are going to be on how this sort of super company can be able to do a grocery store or a big box store without having a lot of staff, as companies are looking to lower their bottom line, save money, and, you know, avoid some of the expenses they are going to be seeing with minimum wage, with family leave, and all sorts of stuff. And so Amazon is kind of, not that that's their goal, is to figure out how to save money without employees, but that's going to be eventually what happens. So a 34,000 square foot Amazon Fresh is being built in Brookfield, Connecticut. It's not going to have traditional cash registers. Shoppers will scan their smartphones to enter the supermarket. Smartphone connects to the shopper's Amazon app, which already has stored their credit card details. Consumers will then be tracked by cameras, software algorithms, shelf sensors, which will monitor what they pick off the shelves. Shoppers also have the option to have a smart cart, which could weigh and track each of the items they play inside. And then they can exit the store without waiting in line for a cashier. Credit card is automatically billed. It's fast, it's easy, it's cashless. You won't be mugged. And I think a lot of people are going to like it. I was with my kid, and we had to run to the store. This was years ago. He was younger, to pick something up. It was about 9, 10 o'clock at night. So, not the best area, not the best time to go, but we had to run and pick something up right away. And my kid, for some reason, had his wallet with him. And he had some of his birthday money in there. And he opens up his little kid wallet while we're walking out to the parking lot, about 9:30, 10 o'clock at night, and I start to feel a man follow us. And I say to my son, "Is that your Monopoly money?" And my kid said, "Yes, thank God." And then the guy turned away. Now, it wasn't Monopoly money. It was real money. But I was like, okay, first of all, you don't bring your wallet. Why'd you bring your wallet? Well, because he went to the store with mommy, and he wanted to be like big boy. You know, daddy has a wallet, so he has a wallet. And I'm like, how did you get all that birthday money? I mean, you know, what? Who gave that to you? It wasn't me. But we could have been mugged. Wouldn't it be nice to just be able to go without your wallet and just walk in? I mean, I know you need your ID. And Amazon, they are entering a lot of different industries. Pharmacy, they're going to be, I guess, looking at telemedicine. Amazon's going to be huge. So the e-commerce giant opened its first full-size supermarket named Amazon Fresh in Los Angeles last year and has plans to open dozens more in multiple different states. Bloomberg has obtained new planning documents that purportedly show this Amazon Fresh store currently under construction in Connecticut. And the Amazon already has multiple convenience stores called Amazon Go across the country. Those stores are also without checkouts. Now, you know, it is a little tricky when you're looking at multiple items. I mean, when I go grocery shopping, I hate going grocery shopping. So I'll get, you know, groceries for the week, which is, you know, milk and cereal and the juices and the cat food and the poo-poo powder for their kitty boxes. And I mean, it's just, I mean, I'll have like 2-3 carts. But apparently they think that they could, you know, do this. And so the Amazon has already put a lot of retailers in a bind. I don't walk into a basic store anymore to look for something. If I need to get some soap, my kid runs out of toothpaste, I go online to Amazon, I get the free delivery because I'm Prime. Great. If I need groceries, as long as I think you spend about $35, you could get the groceries. They come the next day, cold. And then I can put it in the refrigerator at work until I go home. It's like amazing. It is amazing. And it's so easy. And so I used to go to Walmart or Target every week. Now I go maybe once or twice a year. It's hurting the other stores. Amazon is hurting these other stores. But people have said, well, you know what, but they hire so many people and they have warehouses and all that. Well, if they are able to show others how it is done cheaper based on technology, remember, what is Amazon going through right now? Amazon's going through union fights where there's, you know, debate on, you know, should the workers be unionized or not, and I don't think it passed. One of the states, there was apparently this vote, and I don't think the people wanted to be unionized, but it's coming. You know, there's been lawsuits against Amazon and work conditions, lawsuits about COVID exposure. What do you think the company's going to do? And again, I'm not accusing them of, you know, trying to be employee free, but there is a huge incentive for any of these companies to have less employees. Now, if there's these smart, you know, if you don't have cashiers, somebody could say that they weren't exposed to COVID. They don't have to now pay like Biden wants for them to go get a COVID vaccine, pay for their time off. They won't have to pay for their maternity leave, their paternity leave, their workers' comp. If there's a sexual harassment case, that there's no usual sexual harassment cases when it comes to software. Software won't accuse somebody else, so they don't have to deal with that. One thing Walmart and Target and a lot of these stores had to deal with is the fights that happened with people and masks, knives, and all that. Again, you don't now have an employee saying, I'm sorry, sir, you have to wear a mask, and then them getting stabbed, like we saw at that dollar store with the security guard. I mean, Amazon could limit so much liability, so much money, by having very few employees, just somebody there making sure the software works, somebody there to help a customer if somebody does need something pointed to. They're going to save bucks. And grocery stores are going to want that technology big time, or they're going to be in trouble. Now, some people might go to a grocery store, but I really want the friendly cashier. But here's what I don't like at a grocery store. I'm in a hurry. So my biggest problem at a grocery store is I will hit the grocery store when I'm coming home from work. And when I'm coming home from work, I usually have to pee. And I'm like, oh, man, I got to go to the grocery store. And you can never find the bathrooms in a grocery store. You notice that? They're really easy to find at maybe a Target and Walmart. But at the average grocery store, you usually have to go to the back where the employees go. So you feel awkward doing that. So you hold it in. Then I go and grab the groceries, and then I'm in a line of three or four other people dealing with coupons. If I could just grab what I need and walk out of there, get into the car, go home and pee, I'd do it. As much as I want to help support people and employees and make sure people have jobs, you know, and that's the other thing too. Look at what happened with the COVID pandemic. People didn't want to go to work and stores had to be open. Kroger had to close a couple stores because California Long Beach made a law that you have to give hero pay. If you don't have employees, you don't have to do hero pay. If it's a pandemic, if there's a flu pandemic, you could be open. The exception of delivery, you know, people doing the deliveries and stocking, you could pretty much still be open and not have to worry about people calling out to that degree. It is a huge win for Amazon. It's a huge win for people, customers, that now know that they won't have to wait in lines because there's understaffing. Yet, for other stores, for retail, Amazon's getting bigger. And Amazon has a right to do this. I mean, they're a private company. If they want to use technology, you know, pay by palm, they're going to do that. Where you could put your palm, have it as a read as a sensor. It's apparently has a lot more intricacies than a fingerprint. That's going to be rolled out to multiple stores. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hey guys, gals.
Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, if you thought millions were really anticipating schools reopening and, you know, hopefully getting kids back into the classroom, I think millions more have been waiting for strip clubs to reopen. And in Nevada, Southern Nevada, by May 1st, strip clubs look like are going to be opening. May 1st, yeah, can't go yet, can't get back, sit back down, May 1st, we are going to see strip clubs open to 80% capacity. The state still has to approve this, but people are pretty excited. A lot of enthusiasm, people taking off their clothes. I don't get it. I don't get it. Maybe it's because I'm a doctor, so, you know, you see naked people all the time. Yeah, maybe it's the dance, maybe it's the music. Maybe they really like the music, you know, and or the dance moves. They think the dance is such great dance, but, you know. I've had friends and patients and colleagues who have been strippers, and they're just, you know, normal people. I mean, they're not goddesses. They're not models. They look like anybody, you know, except, you know, their weight's pretty good. And like I said, they can dance, and they shave. Oh, they shave, so that kind of helps. And they know how to wear pasties. So anyway, they say topless dancers will be able to shed coronavirus restrictions next weekend in Las Vegas and get as face-to-face as they possibly can under the new rules accepted by the state COVID-19 task force. But they're still going to have to wear a mask. And you also have to have 3 feet social distancing. So I don't understand why they're saying face-to-face. The thing is what I'm a little confused about is the rules are going to allow entertainers to even get closer than 3 feet. Okay. The reason why is it's hard to tip. Now, I haven't been at a strip club. I did go once with my aunt to this male strip review. It really wasn't a club. I think it was like a show. Maybe it was a club. I don't remember. It was in Florida. Oh, my gosh. Man, these women went crazy. I mean, wow. Just somebody dancing on your table. It just, women lost their mind. I was engaged at the time. So I'm like, yeah, you're cute, but gosh, people are losing their mind. And so you're throwing money. You and I did. You know, I don't really like to spend money. I didn't have a lot of money when I was a medical student. But I'm like, you know, he's there. He's right there. What else am I going to do, you know, than look at it? I'm like, here, why don't I just put some money in there? And I really didn't want to because I didn't want to touch it because I didn't know how, you know. Being a medical student, you're like, well, I have to clean my hands and I don't really want to. But, you know, I did. You know, I put the money into his G-string or his underwear, whatever that was. I forget what the guys wear. And I guess that's fun. I mean, you know, I think I had more fun just watching everybody go crazy. For regular strip clubs, it's not like a woman's, it's not like a male strip review for, you know, the strip clubs involving women that men go to. It's very controlled. You can't touch them. You can't be screaming. You can't be begging that you get to go home with them. You can't start ripping off your blouse and bra. Guys have to just kind of sit there. You know, I think just like hands off and just, it's just a lot more. In fact, I want to go with my husband because I really want to see how, you know, you know, I'll make my husband take me. My husband's like, nah, I'm going to take, you know, I'll take the boys. I'm like, oh, I'll go with you guys. Make it a family affair. I just love seeing the whole behavior of that whole thing. But anyway, so they say, according to KRON4, that strip club entertainers will get closer than 3 feet to people if they had at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine 14 days prior, and if they test negative weekly for COVID-19 tests. So anybody that wants to be in the entertainment industry then looks like are going to have mandatory vaccines, are going to have mandatory COVID tests. They're still going to have to wear a mask. Some guys like that, you know, they're like, oh, I think it's really cool because you just see the eyes. Some guys are like, you know what? I don't have to look at them. That's fine. That's not really, I'm not really looking at their face. Some guys say they get nervous. They get nervous looking at the face because they feel like, you know, she's judging them, you know, for being there. So they just want to look at boobies. So, you know, as long as the boobies aren't covered, I think they're happy. Most people are happy. So occupancy limits are going to be relaxed, but not lifted completely. Stores, spas, saunas, restaurants, bars, karaoke clubs get to open up. So what's happening in Southern Nevada is May 1st, by counties, right? The counties have more say than the whole kind of global state officials, and the counties can kind of judge, you know, and kind of take over, kind of like training wheels. And then by June 1, we're supposed to all be open 100%, but still wearing masks. So, yeah, it's exciting. We're really, really excited. And so, obviously, a lot of attention has been placed on the entertainment industry. And, you know, you thought that schools are on the top of everybody's mind. It's not. It's not. So, yay. All right. So, stripping. I understand being in Vegas. You know, people are like, gosh, it's Sin City. It's not Sin City. It's not. What happens in Vegas is no different than any other state or county. And, in fact, you know, I have very gladly raised kids, and I'll raise my grandkids here if they want to stay here. I have no problem raising kids in Las Vegas, because Las Vegas used to have this stereotype of being very seedy and mob but you know, I've been to a lot of places throughout the United States, and there's just as many seedy areas there. You know, what's interesting, I was, one of my favorite places to go is New Orleans, and we were on Bourbon Street. This was a few years back. We went twice, but when I went a few years back, there were two landscapes. One was when it was sunset, you know, and the beads, and everybody was happy and all that. And then we decided, we were walking around, we had dinner, and we decided to do another, you know, let's just kind of go back to Bourbon Street. And we had the kids with us. Once it was nightfall, it was a whole different scene. Half naked people asking to have sex with you, people opening up your shirt so they could give you the beads. It was just, you don't really see that in Vegas. In Vegas, with the Fremont Experience and the Strip, you know, I mean, it's pretty well controlled. There's security everywhere. It's, you know, so I don't let people accuse, you know, Vegas of being very, very seedy. And yes, maybe a lot of the strip clubs might be off the strip, but still, you have so much security, you have lights, you have valet, you have all these rules, and I don't really necessarily think you have that sort of regulation in other places. I think I was in Omaha, Nebraska, and I opened up a magazine because I wanted to go to the bathroom, right? And it was like bathroom reading. This was before Candy Crush and my phone app. And there were showgirls, half-naked showgirls with pasties in this ad of a magazine in Omaha, Nebraska. Well, it's because there was a casino, I guess, on the river, and there were showgirls. So you could be in the Midwest and still see showgirl boobies. I mean, it's not just a Vegas thing. You could gamble in the Midwest. There's reservations where you could gamble, and there's casinos. So, you know, and I got asked, you know, why am I okay with, you know, my husband going to a strip club? He doesn't go a lot. And I'm fine with it if he doesn't spend a lot of money. I've never had a problem with him looking at naked people. Let him. Right? Because obviously, you know, I mean, you know, if I had what he needed, then, you know, he wouldn't need to, but I totally understand why he'd like to see naked people. I get that. But the only problem I have is he going to be throwing 20s. Don't be sitting there throwing 20s. All right? But if you're doing dollar bills and you keep it under a certain amount, I'm okay with that. I get it. I'm not going to be one of those wives, because I don't want to be one of those, you know, wives where he felt so restricted. And he doesn't really go that often now. Why? Because he wants to save money. I think he realizes doing this thing, you know, after a while, you don't really get a lot back. You know, you don't really get a good ROI, so to speak. You know, they'll wink at you and stuff. That's about it. 1-877-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.